You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Thanks for the great intro as always, Lisa. I greatly appreciate it. Always professional and right on cue. Well, folks, this episode of the Drop podcast radio show, we're going to be going over the Blues versus the Red Wings. This game was played Thursday night, October 27th of 2016. This would be the Blues' second game of a three-game homestand. And after losing the first game decisively 4-1 to the Flames, who they had just beat previously in Calgary at Saturday before 6-4, the Blues were looking to jump back against Detroit and give a strong effort. They did. They looked much better for most of the game. Still some minor mistakes. But this was a great game, folks. I hope you all got to watch it. It was just awesome, awesome to watch. Back and forth. And I know the Blues don't like to play that back and forth game. But both goalies made great saves, including this awesome save that was made by Jake Allen to keep Detroit off the board.
Gus Nyquist. He'll bank it in behind the goal for Dylan Larkin in front. Zetterberg a drive right on. And a save by Jake Allen.
Jake Allen continued to make some great saves in this game. It also did Mrazek for Detroit. This was another nail-biter, very similar to that game against Vancouver when the Blues were up 1-0 going into late into the third period. The Blues would keep pushing hard. Few mistakes here and there. Detroit would get some great opportunities. Both teams putting some pucks on the net, and the first team to get the goal would be the Blues with Kevin Shattenkirk in the second period.
Honoring the legendary Mr. Hockey with a Gordie Howe's number 9 on their sweater.
Here's a shot. They score!
Looked like that glanced off a skate blade, John, from this angle. As Kevin Shattenkirk drags it back to his body, you'll see on the left side of your screen, Shattenkirk takes it. Gets to the front, lets it go, and yeah, it went off of the defenseman's skate. I think it's right here. It's Franz Nielsen. My mistake, not the defenseman, the centerman, who's tied up with Berglund. He reaches out, it catches the inside of his skate blade, and no chance for the goalie. But again, you can see the emphasis and the onus on getting the puck through with traffic in front.
The Blues got a great goal. It was kind of a fortunate goal. Shattenkirk put the puck on the net and ended up going off the Red Wings defenseman. But hey, it counts. It doesn't matter how they go in as long as you get them, right? That would be Shattenkirk's third goal of the season. Berglund got his third assist, and that was just 2 minutes and 31 seconds into the second period. And the Blues take the lead 1-0. It would continue to go back and forth. The Blues would continue to put pressure on Mrazek, and Detroit would continue to put pressure on Allen. And it was just one of those games where, you know, each team made some mistakes that caused some breakaways, some 2-on-1, some 3-on-1, some 3-on-2s. And, you know, you would think there's going to be more scoring, but the goalies came up big. And the mistakes that were made, the teams made up for those by not allowing goals on power plays or by getting great saves by their goalie. It would stay 1-0 Blues until about 13 minutes and 54 seconds in to the second period. Detroit would get on the board with a goal by Franz Nielsen. He would end up taking the puck to the net, and when he took the puck to the net, Allen wasn't quite sure if he was going to pass it to the Red Wings player right in front of the crease, so he kind of leaned and cheated a little bit more towards that player, and big mistake by Jake Allen. This goal is definitely on Jake Allen, and Nielsen put it right in the corner, right above the pad of Jake Allen, to tie this game at 1-1.
And away with it comes Helm. Helm up along with Nielsen, who takes the drop pass. Franz Nielsen back in front. Scores! Oh, what a beautiful goal! Franz Nielsen! It's shorthanded, and this game's tied up 1-1. You won't see many prettier moves than that from Franz Nielsen.
No, this is just what the Red Wings need. This is a momentum changer. Darren Helm using his speed to get out of the zone. The Franz Nielsen, he takes us hard to the hole in a great backhand to forehand move.
Well, I'm sure the Detroit announcers thought that was just a pretty, pretty little goal, but I don't think Jake Allen, the Blues, and Blues fans and myself thought that was a pretty little goal. It was just a mistake made. You know, you can't catch yourself leaning like that and give up too much. because the guy's going to put a puck right there. These guys are all professionals, and that's what ended up happening. I'm sure if you ask Jake Allen, he'd love to have that one back, and he, I know, will take definite responsibility for that. That goal was 13 minutes and 54 seconds into the second period. That was a shorthanded goal. What a killer. The Blues had the power play and allowed a shorthanded goal. That was Franz Nielsen's second goal of the year. Helm got his third assist, and Marchenko got his third assist of the year. The game would go back and forth, continue some great scoring opportunities for the rest of the second period. The third period was just a nail-biter. I was watching the game with my son, and it just, you know, there was a lot of yelling, a lot of clapping, and it was just an emotional roller coaster, very similar to last season's playoff run that the Blues had. And with that, into overtime we go. Overtime, same thing as the regular game, just very exciting. Both goalies stood strong and both made saves such as these.
Tatar trying to cut through. Tatar right in. And his stick was lifted, and now it's a break the other way. That's what'll happen. Here's Laterra, who's in all alone. In on goal. Saved by Mrazek. What a stop.
I think Laterra was shocked that he did not score on that shot. I mean, I jumped up thinking it was going to go in, but Mrazek made a great save there. Hey, and with 22 seconds left in the overtime, Jake Allen would also show Mrazek, hey, I can play this game.
Tatar, and then back for the Kaiser. Center ice pass to Zetterberg. Look out. Break here for Tatar in the clear. Penalty coming up. Oh, what a save by Jake Allen.
Give me a penalty
we
shot.
We might have a penalty shot.
Nope,
but the
just
referee
a hook.
Says no, just a hook.
Amazing part of this is how much time Tatar spent protecting
15
it.
15 St. Louis, 2 minutes for hooking.
Darren, I think that's a break for the Blues. Ooh. That could have been a penalty shot.
Let's keep our eye on the stick position. Yeah, but he regains control, waits, backhand, forehand, and it looked like he was going to flip it over here. Look at the scrambling here of Allen. This is what, throw away the textbook and do whatever you can to stop the puck. And he does. Great save by Allen.
So we go into overtime tied 1-1. Wow, what a game. Folks, I just don't know what to say about this game. I mean, it was a little disappointing the Blues lost that 1-0 lead, but it's a great game. It would go, folks, 8 rounds of shootout. That's right, 16 shots in the shootout. Steam would score with his first shot, and in the fourth shot, Gustav Nyquist would score. Both of these goalies were making great saves. Allen ended up making some good saves. Mrazek made this great save to keep the Blues from winning this game.
And round 8, really?
It's getting down there.
Well, we're down to Dmitry Yashkin on the Blues side of things. Mrazek coming way out. Yashkin wide left, back in, fakes. Oh, Mrazek kept the right pad down, and Yashkin couldn't lift it.
Yashkin just could not get that puck up. Otherwise, we would be talking about a Blues 2-1 win. Instead, the next player up, Zetterberg, would make the Blues pay, like he tends to a lot of times when he plays the Blues, and a lot of other people. And Detroit gets the goal and wins this one 2-1 on the Zetterberg shootout goal.
Puck. Well, Z's going to be mad at me if I mention off before him, isn't he?
He should be. Zetterberg on Allen. Scores! Red Wings win it 2-1 and a 6-game winning streak.
So the Blues lose a heartbreaker. They did play well in this game, much better than they did in that game against Calgary on Tuesday in that 4-1 loss. And I actually think they played better than their win against Calgary Saturday night in their 6-4 win. It's just that bad goal given up by Jake Allen, and those type of goals cost you. But I'll tell you what, this team needs to score goals. If they could have put up 2 or 3 goals, we wouldn't be talking about the goal given up by Jake Allen. This team needs to score more goals. I don't know where it's going to come from. You know, we got Tarasenko. People are looking to Yakupov to score goals, Pareko. This team has to score goals for this team to win. Because, I mean, Jake Allen can, you know, stop one or, you know, only allow 1 or 2 goals. But, guys, you got to start putting the puck in the net. And before we get into the stats, let's hear the post-game interviews with Jake Allen, Stasny, and Hitchcock. And Hitchcock even talks about how the Blues need to get to more pucks in the net.
Yeah, create a lot more chances, you know, as a team offensively. Obviously, it was nice having Jori back you know, Schwartz, he's kind of getting screwed, getting so many chances. Eventually they're going to go, but we just keep finding ways to create chances and kind of bear down when we have to and win that special teams battle.
Where aren't the pucks going in right now? Or is tonight just one of those nights where, you know, the guy on the other side made some pretty key saves too?
Yeah, and both goalies were good. I mean, you could see the shootout too. I think not a lot of goals scored in basically 20 shooters, but you know, sometimes that going in, and then you're squeezing the stick a little too hard, you're trying a little too hard, and you know, sometimes you just need that balance. But you know, it happens to everyone throughout the season. We just gotta, you know, look within ourselves to kind of dig deep out of it, and kind of creating chances, creating your luck, and kind of getting the bounces.
It seemed like when they got, you guys were dominating the game at the time, and then they get the shorthanded goal, and that just kind of, did that kind of let the wind out of your sails a little bit? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know, like I said, we gotta. You know, as our unit out there, we got to find a way to obviously to either get momentum or score when we have a power play, not get scored on or not. You know, we just, that was just a miscue. Not even a miscue. It's just, you know, but that, we don't let, you know, when we're out there, that's the last thing we're thinking is getting scored on. We should be thinking, no matter, every time we get out there, we should be thinking kind of get a goal or get momentum and feel the puck. And that one we didn't. And, you know, kind of paid dividend for them. And then basically that was kind of, you know, the tying goal, and that's what forced, you know, the loss for us.
Didn't have a whole lot of chances early, but as the game went on, it looks like a more work for you.
Yeah, yeah, they got some momentum there in the second half of the game, and played well.
Jake, was the effort better tonight?
Oh yeah, you could 100% tell it was a better game, all around game, and it's a building block for sure.
Is it a game where I mean, you feel like you deserved more than the 1 point tonight? Is this one of those situations where you felt like?
There'll be a lot of games like that. You know, we got to find a way to make get wins, and you know, it's a lot of 2-1, 3-2 games, and you know, got to find a way. Either it's 5-on-5 or overtime or shootouts to get those points. You know, you got to be a realist. Like I said, you're not going to win every single game in a shootout, but it was a tough one tonight.
Well, I think this game's the same as 4 or 5 games we played already. We've played really well. Had a lot of good stuff, but don't finish. So I think we got to look at everything right now. I think we got to look at combinations, what's working, what's not working, what we need to get more from. But you can't just keep living on scoring chances as work. You got to finish at the end of the day. And I think we got to look at every aspect right now.
Did you get some interior chances? I know last game you talked about everything was pretty much on the perimeter.
It's hard to evaluate it right now until we look at it on the tape. I know there was a lot in the first period. I know there was some no-brainers in the second. The goalie wasn't in the net for 2 of them. We still didn't put that in, but I think we got to look a little bit deeper in that, though. I think we got to, like I said, we got to dig into some combinations here.
From your perspective, the shorthanded goal, and obviously that can't happen. How did it happen?
Well, it was another 2-on-2 rush. We got beat at the net. Happens, I guess, but our coverage was soft on the 2-on-2.
Did you feel it that up until that point you were sustained?
We're scoring one goal and getting points. I mean, that's incredible, and that's a hell of a feather in these guys' cap to score one goal. Work as hard as we are, this is like the Vancouver game. We're scoring one goal and getting points. You're going to have to score more in the league. You're going to have to finish your chances. But I don't think we're creating the second and third opportunities that we normally do. That's why I say we got to look at combinations. There's a lot of scoring chances, but they seem to be one and done for me right now. So we've got to take a look at that.
Hitchcock is right on. I mean, definitely right on. The Blues need to look at this, because if you look at some of these games where they're not scoring goals, they're getting shots from the point and then no rebounds. Or they're getting one shot, you know, at the face-off circles on either side, and they'll maybe get one shot and then the other team clears it out. They're not putting sustained pressure a lot of times on these other teams. And that is a, you know, the result of that is scoring one goal or two goals. And you end up losing this game. Sad to see, because Jake Allen did play a very, very good game. You know, and allowing that one go, I'm sure, is just killing him. So let's go ahead and get into the stats of this game before we move on with some other Blues news. you know, we all know the Blues lost 2-1 in a shootout. Detroit gets their fifth win in a row, goes to 6-2-0. The Blues take their second loss in a row on this three-game road trip, and they go to 4-2-2. 27 shots on goal by Detroit, 32 by the Blues. 0-for-5 on the power play for Detroit, and 0-for-4 on the power play for the Blues. Guys, I don't know if you've noticed this with the Blues in this power play. They tend to make one pass too many. It's like they're looking for that perfect pass when somebody could just shoot the puck and head towards the net to get the rebound. They are passing very well. You know, there's times this year where they've looked bad, but for the most part, especially in this game, they pass pretty well. But sometimes, guys, when you're on a power play or when you're in the zone, you can either make one pass too many and you're done. You know, you're going to do that sometimes, but let's not make it a habit. And I think Ken Hitchcock will work on that too. And that may solve some of their scoring issues. Faceoffs, you know, almost even, 48% to 52% favor in the Blues. Let's go back over the goals. Nilsson shorthanded goal was his second for Detroit. Zetterberg got his shootout winner. Helm got an assist. Marchenko got an assist. Mrazek was just awesome. 31 saves. Shattenkirk, nice to see, got his third goal. Berglund got an assist. Tarasenko had 7 shots. Had one good opportunity in my mind and just couldn't put the puck in the net. But there was 2 or 3 times where he ended up passing it when he should have shot. And the Blues got to correct that. Allen played great too. Nothing to be ashamed, you know, in what he did. You know, shootouts are, you know, 50-50. You know, you could make a great save. A guy could come down on you. It's one-on-one. Stuff's going to happen. The thing that just got him was that bad goal when he was leaning more towards the crease, towards that other Detroit player, and it left about 4 inches over by his left pad and allowed Detroit to score. And that's why the Blues lost this game. Moving on to other Blues news. The Blues are going to be retiring Bob Plenger's number 5. Yes, that's great to hear. The man deserves it. Just a very, very nice guy. Gave the Blues so much. The whole Plenger family did. And, you know, these guys fought and fought for this team. And it's great to see that. Very, very great to see that. Also in the news, the Blues assigned Magnus Pajärvi to the Chicago Wolves. Their minor league team that they share with the Blackhawks, which I don't like that situation, but that's another thing. You know, he's only been in 3 games this year for the Blues out of their 8. He scored 1 goal. He's a big guy. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. He just needs to be a little bit more consistent. You know, he's played for the Blues. He's played with Edmonton. He's a young guy. He just needs to put something together here. I think he's got some skill. Is he going to be a great player? No. Could he be a 15-goal guy? I think he's capable of that. If he can just put his mind to it. You know, a lot of these guys are young. It's just all mind over matter. You know, some of these guys in the minor leagues and in juniors were scoring, you know, 50, 60, 80, 100 goals. And I know that doesn't equate to the NHL. I've seen people get excited. Oh, this guy in the minor leagues, he's scoring, you know, 60 goals, 70 goals. I'm not saying Ty Ratty's doing that, but Ty Ratty's a great example. Great AHL player. Very good at what he does there. Some reason he comes up here and he just can't do it. You normally see guys in the AHL and the minor hockey leagues, very few exceptions to this. If they're scoring 60 goals, they're going to score about 15 to 20 in the NHL, most likely. Does it sometimes change and they can actually score 30, 40 goals? Yeah. But most likely, you're going to see a guy scoring 60 goals in the AHL. You're just going to see him come down and score less than half that, if less than that. So, you know, maybe Pajärvi can get some things going. You know, it's a long season. There's going to be some Blues injuries. I'm sure he'll be called up at some time, and hopefully he can take advantage of it and become a member of this team that's here more often than not. The Blues' next game, they'll be playing the Kings tomorrow night, the 29th, at home. And that game will start at 7 o'clock at Scott Trade. Get your tickets. Go down, like I've said every time. It's fun. Fun time. You've never seen a game go. If you've seen a game, go. You know, it's the best ticket in town. A lot of people are baseball fans, and I love the Cardinals. They even have a podcast that I do for the Cardinals. But, you know, for my money, hockey is just great. It's fun. The kids will love it. It's a full family game. So take the family down. If not, get with your brothers. Go with your sisters. Just go see a game. And I don't think you'll be able to stop once you go to see one game. That's just my opinion. This has been the Drop Podcast Hockey Show. I've been your host, Lance Descott. Thanks again for joining us.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.